Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I am covering a phenomena that I noticed. I started noticing it about 5 or 6 years back. And basically, it boils down to just this. Well, we've now had 3 generations of people raised during the pinnacle of the, how shall we say, feminist nightmare. And a lot of these women don't ever wake up and admit to themselves that feminism lied to them and the happiness that they were promised by this ideology is not actually coming into vision or focus. And when they get about 29 or north of 30, a lot of them try to flip their script and go back to God and become conservative, trying to lock down a guy that they can basically live with for the rest of their life. Because right around 30, a lot of women realize, holy shit, this getting up every day and going to work like a man kind of sucks. But that's neither here nor there. It's just the reality of the situation here. Now, I have noticed while I was out there dating after my divorce that a lot of women I talked to would look me in the face and say, oh, no, I don't think like that. And, oh, no, I would never do anything like that. Or they would always assume my opinion was correct. And then down the road, I find out they're actually a feminist. They won't admit it. They won't come out and say it, but they are. Because they've been indoctrinated into the feminist mindset since kindergarten. By the time they get to 12th grade, most of them are like, hey, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to have a career. I'm going to do everything for myself. I don't need a man. And that's fine. I'm not saying that you need to have a man, or if you're a man out there, if you need to have a woman in your life to be complete, that's absolutely incorrect. But men handle it better than women. And I'm going to cover ways that, as an average dude, you can just ask questions to find out if this woman is worth investing that kind of time into to, you know, have a long-term relationship, marriage, whatever.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Now, the first thing you do is you simply just ask them if they're a feminist. All right? If they say yes, you give them a score of +3. All right? Because we're keeping track here, because if the higher the number gets, the more danger it is for you to stick around and, you know, form any type of bonds with this type of woman. All right. If she's, like, not really or wishy-washy, I give them +2. I ask their opinions on marriage. You know, if they get the, you know, well, happy wife, happy life. Yeah, that's a nightmare. Or if you ask them and they're like, well, you know, his money is my money and my money is my money. That type of stuff. If it's negative, +1. It's not favorable for her. Next, number 3 is tattoos. Now, I'm not talking about the small little tattoos here and there in places on a person's body where they can't be seen while wearing formal attire. I'm talking about those ladies that have wizard sleeves, because you know, if there's a wizard sleeve upstairs, There's a wizard sleeve downstairs, an inverted windsock. Don't need it. It is for entertainment purposes only and completely temporary. Just accept it now. 4. Any type of unnatural colors in her hair is basically a warning that Mother Nature has created for certain animals as a self-defense mechanism. And basically what they do is these animals announce to the world that they are absolutely and extremely deadly and toxic and to stay away. Well, a lot of these feminists out there, you're seeing all kinds of purple and green and pink and orange. I mean, it's all the colors of the rainbow. Well, they're announcing to the world that they're toxic and you should treat them as such. You give them a +3. All right. Ask them about body positivity or bring up conversations about women who are overweight and see if they flip out or not. Because it's scientifically proven that being obese has negative outcomes across all physical ailments. You know, it is. If you are overweight, it is going to contribute to all causes of death. I have seen individuals at the tail end of their death when they were bedridden, had to shit themselves. It was absolutely horrific, and it was completely and utterly self-inflicted. All right? Unshaven. Now, men like fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful women. Okay? If you have a huge amount of body hair or armpit hair of various colors, or you have grown your hair on your legs so long you can now play a sonata with rubbing your legs together, it's extremely unattractive. And I would advise most men to give it a +2. Number 7. And 7 and 8 kind of bleed together. Talk to them about this pay gap or my body, my choice is, high on their list. And determine if they actually believe this stuff. Because pay gap has been debunked more times than Santa Claus. There's been many studies out there that have shown women don't ask for raises. They start jobs way too below the average wage of other people in the industry. They work less, 4 to 5 hours less than men a week, and it equates to the pay. All right? Believe in patriarchy. You hear them say anything like that, like, hey, the reason it's like this is because of the patriarchy. Well, that doesn't exist anymore. You can tell by how men are treated in court, how many men commit suicide, how many men are in prison and homeless. You don't need that in your life. So if they believe in the pay cap +2 and patriarchy +3, these are very damning questions for these pseudo conservative camouflaged feminists out there. All right. Also ask, my body, my choice. Most women who say this have the feminist mentality. They just, they probably won't admit it to you, but that's why we're doing this, is we're trying to figure it out. So, +2. Does not need a man, but wants one. How many times have we heard that? I don't need a man, but I want one. Well, any woman who thinks that way, quite easily, once she gets tired of you and the feels go away, she's going to file for divorce and you are gone, baby, gone. If they're a lefty thinker, and you could tell if you talk to them about basic politics, if they actually have these crazy right-wing or left-wing views, that are not based in reality but in feelings. Now, listen, I would love for the world to be a utopia where everyone got along and evil had long since disappeared. But I don't live in Star Trek world, and I can't push a button on a panel, ask for anything, and have it magically appear. If you're living on this earth, everything requires a grind, and for you to live, things must die. It's just that plain and simple. And if they think otherwise, plus three, because what they're telling you is they're really pretty much a straight-up feminist. 12, college educated. Now, there's studies out there that if you come across women who are college educated, it will increase your chances of divorce between 10 and 15%. There's three or four studies on that. Now, normally, women file for divorce 80% of the time. Why don't we add another 10 or 15% onto that? And it's literally a 90% chance of failure. All right. 13. Bad relationship with their fathers. A lot of women today walking around who had no father don't realize what they missed. They make a whole ass load of bad decisions, which winds up with bad outcomes. Or if she was successfully alienated from her father by her mother, she'll do the same to you. At the end of the day, you're just there to put a baby in her or provide and protect. That's it. All right. Failing the dick stacking test. And what I mean by that is 10 or more bodies, it's a plus three. All right. Now, most women usually get out of college north of 10 bodies. We have some women walking across the stage graduating from high school who are far beyond 15 bodies, and they're going out into the world sporting the thousand cock stare. All right? That's a plus three as well. All right? And next one, 15, body modification and over piercing. Now, when you see that, it's like cutting self-mutilation. There's all kinds of psychological horseshit behind it. You don't need that in your life. It's not going to take you anywhere good, so plus two. Now, over here, you'll see the risk levels. All right, you'll see 0 to 2, low risk. 3 to 4, moderate risk. 5 to 7, run like hell. And 8+, it's your funeral. So if you go down this list and you go over 4, it's your chances. It's your life. You can do whatever you want. But if you don't pay attention, it's your funeral. And don't you bitch about it, gentlemen, because I warned you. In the back of your mind, keep this video present. Mainly because you're going to run into women like this left and right, all over the place in the Western world. Women who've basically given away their most valuable asset, like it was free samples at Costco. And then they want the prince to show up and pay Ferrari prices. Doesn't work that way. At least if you're smart, it doesn't, and you pay attention here. I'm trying to save lives. I'm up to 504 now, men saved from suicide, because I'm putting out basic information like this in a comedic way, backed with math, logic, and reason. Share this content. Share the channel. Leave comments in the comment box below, and you have a nice day.